This is Reuben.
Reuben John. Sorry, I've been out of pocket at the doctors and stuff, so.
No worries. No worries at all. Give me a second, please. Okay. Give me a second. How's your day going?
Okay, a little crazy, a little overextended. Just got a little short-staffed, so.
I feel you, my friend. Give me a second. Okay, so let's bring up your file. Bear with me. All right, got them. Perfect. Okay, so there's a few things to go through. Do you have a pen handy?
Yeah, I do. Well, no, I don't. I'm at Costco.
Okay.
But
so
I can still talk. So
I'm in at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Just so you know, for me, and it's weird for someone that's trying to help you, but I've had a. If you got to go, it's completely fine. I've been...
No. I can talk here. I can stop while I'm talking to you, if that's all right with you.
Oh, of course, yeah. My brain is almost fried from today, to be honest.
No, I hear you. No, mine. I totally get it.
So let's talk about your funding and kind of walk through this step by step. Because I think there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen here. So we have three different vendors. We have Vision and Grazing Systems. I have not talked to any of these vendors. We have...
Yeah.
Universal Laser, we have Baker Sales. So your goal, one thing we discuss is, and I don't care, I can ask and see what I can get response was, but have some vendors have some skin in the game to basically say, hey, look, if something is delivered and it's not working, we're going to go out there because we're not going to get paid. Well, as far as I know from the email I got from Pat, Vision and Grazing Systems, they want 50% down, but they want 50% on ship date. That means they're getting all their money. They're asking for all their money before shipping.
No, not at shipping. At delivery.
That's not what the email says from Pat.
No, I can get that changed. No, they'll be fine. They're kind of surprised at us giving those terms.
Okay, because Pat's email is like on ship date. We view delivery as delivery / or as installation.
I told them that, okay, so.
Let's go through the other one.
What does your people want? What do you want? What do you need from me to get from them? Tell me what changes we need to do so we can get this wrapped up.
No worries. So let's walk through this. We standardly generally approve vendors for 50% down, 50% on delivery, and sign off on installation. We often do 100% up front, but we don't want to do wrong by you. Our relationship is with you. It's not with your vendors. And the last thing I want to do is have your vendor paid, and then you have a dispute and say, well, no reason. Pat's email, and I'm not trying to throw Pat on the bus, it's just maybe confusion. The guy at Universal Laser...
So I'll get the Vision Pro. That one is pretty obvious. I'll get the Vision Pro set up.
And it's 50% on install, not just ship date. Universal Laser, it says terms are 25% deposit, 75% on ship date. Once again, that would be 100% before shipment.
No, okay. Hold on. I'm making up these things. Who are you talking about now?
So I'm just reading Pat's email. He says, Chris Campbell at Universal Laser, terms are 25% deposit, 75% on ship date. So that would be 100% payment before shipment.
And that's on the laser?
Yep.
No, Okay, I'll call the laser people. Pat's not real. He's pretty good with some things, but he's not good at negotiating with these people. I'm going to say, do you want it? I'll walk away from it. Okay?
Yeah, whatever you want to do, we just want to do right by you. And the one thing I think I was talking to someone at your office. The one thing that I don't want to do is this. They're like, can you just send us the documents? I said, look, if we have you sign documents, and they're like, can you give us just some money to start? The problem is this, and I'm not throwing anyone under the bus here. If we give people money to start, that's when your transaction commences. And I do not want to have a standoff when a vendor's saying, I won't ship until I get my money, and you're caught in the crossfire. It's not fair to you. So, John Baker Sales Ruth, reading his email, terms are 40% deposit, 50% on delivery, 10% on startup, which I think that's completely fine. It's just the other...
Now, which one's that?
That's Baker Sales.
Who is it, please?
Baker Sales with Spray Booth.
Okay, what tool is that? I'm trying to...
Spray Booth.
I'm sorry? Oh, the laser.
No, Spray Booth. Spray Booth.
Well, the Spray Booth. Yeah, the Spray Booth people. No, that's going to be... Yeah, that's pretty decent. So
yeah, that's fine, yeah.
That's going to work. So we're good with the Spray Booth. Vision Pro, we got to have them set the equipment up. Okay, so the one that's being stubborn is the laser people.
No, both of it, as far as I'm reading this email, Vision and Universal want at least all their money before anything leaves their doors. That's how I'm reading this email.
Okay, can you hold 1 second?
Sure.
Hold 1 second. Ruben, that was my wife. Sorry about that.
No worries. I understand. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to order up your documents tomorrow, but we're not going to release any money until you guys give us the green light on how this is handled. Just so
I will deal with this. Some of these, I know that these people are reliable, and I can ask them for the last 10 jobs, who the people are, and get written confirmation, that they've delivered the goods. I mean, we should have done a little more due diligence. So let me let Pat know.
No, here's the thing. I don't care. We usually do 50% standard, but I'll just tell you, I just funded, today I funded 5 transactions, I believe, and I think all of them were 100% up front. So the reality is, I'm here to be flexible. I just don't want a customer who wants their vendor to have a skin in the game. If they're not cool with us releasing 100%, I don't want to ask for it unless I want to do what they want. But let's talk about pricing on your file, because that's a completely separate issue to hammer through that, okay?
Okay.
So, I quoted you some numbers for the 5-year term. Obviously, financing the full amount, so that deposit, your vendor's going to get it back to you. We're just going to finance the full amount, no big deal. I want to walk you through this pricing and how it works, because it's pretty important. Feel free to stop me at any time. So, with our lease transactions, it's an equipment finance agreement. It's not a lease. It's a fixed payment program. It's a non-cancelable agreement, so we're not going to call the note at any time and say, hey, you owe us all the payments. At the same time, the customer is committing to a fixed payment schedule. One of the things you mentioned was paying off early, and we briefly talked about it, and you kind of said, hey, I want to encourage you to pay off early. I don't. The one thing I encourage customers is not to do something called chasing. And chasing is when they get a 2-year loan and then want to extend to 5, or more commonly, they get a 5-year loan and then want to do a 2-year loan. It ultimately doesn't benefit them. It doesn't benefit them to do a 5-year and then pay off in 3, because we can't really guarantee a huge discount by paying off early. Sometimes we can't discount anything. What I can do is I'm going to give you a discount on the front end for each program. I'm going to discount the payments on the front end on all of them and give you the option of what you choose. Generally, There's about a 3% discount on remaining balances for paying off early, but I can't even guarantee you that. So let's just say you have 30 payments left at any time, and I'm just making up a number. Let's say your payment's $2,000 a month. Let's say you have 30 payments left. What is your responsibility? 2 times 30 months, you owe $60,000. So you might not get a discount at all, but I'm going to put a discount on the front end to make it a little more attractive for you and do everything in one deal, okay? So here's where we're at, and feel free to call me back because I know you're working here. I quoted you payments of around $2,150 to $2,250 on a two-year loan. I want to come in as low as possible without screwing with the approval. So here's where I'm at. I'm sorry, my computer just decided to not be nice to me. Give me a second.
After a long day, huh?
You have no idea. You have no idea.
Oh, I know.
You have an idea, actually. You run a business for a living, so I'm sure you have an idea. What am I talking about?
Well, 42 years.
Yeah. Well, that's all. Okay, so... here's a payment I can give you. If we're looking at a five-year term, I'm going to discount the payment even below your quote. Your monthly payment would be $2,144.61. That's on the full cost of the equipment. If you wanted to do this over 4 years, that's fine as well. I can give you a payment of $2,601.50. So essentially,
how much interest am I going to be paying out at what percentage? If the difference between 4 year and 5 year, the bottom line.
So let's give you that total payback and kind of go through that. And by the way, on a 4 year, the payment is still significantly discounted. It's $2,601.50. I know.
Yeah, I got to do the 21.
I'm throwing math at you.
The 5 year.
Yeah. I'm throwing math at you. So let me just give you the difference what you asked for. So give me one second.
Hey, hold just one more second.
Sure.
Ruben, I'm back.
No problem. Give me a second here. So your difference is about $4,000 over the additional year. Not a huge difference.
$4,000 more.
Over
the total interest in what percentage am I paying?
So you're not getting a loan that separates interest and principal. You're getting an equipment finance agreement. So all your documents are going to be very straightforward. It's 2 pages long. It's going to have a fixed payment program. Literally, it's going to say, here's your fixed monthly payment. I can quote you a multiplier for 60 months and 48 months, and not a problem. So you're financing $96,504. So you're multiplying your monthly payment with essentially nothing down, with first and last payment prepaid is $2,144. So it's pretty simple. Your multiplier is 0.02222, which is a very competitive offer. The one thing I really do like about your approval here is that traditionally most leasing companies are going to break this up into multiple loans because there's not a lot of business credit. So you're going to do one piece here, one piece there, one piece on this program. And what that adds to is also a lot of documentation and processing fees. It also doesn't give you a reference for a lot of business credit. The advantage that we're going to bring to the table here is this is going to be one finance agreement, very small one-time documentation fee, and keep things simple and clean.
Ruben, I'm not shopping. I like you guys. I just want you to be fair. That's it. You just tell me, Don, this is as good as you're going to get on the market, and this is a good deal, and I just want you to let me know what that's what I want to hear. I'm putting myself, I might not sound like I'm being responsible here, but I'm not double-checking, and I have a coach who's a IBM guy that's written two books. He's on his third book. He's my coach. He wants to know the basic facts, and he already sounds like, from everything we're talking about, that this is doable. So let's go and proceed. But I need to get
absolutely.
Him. Can you email me? Here's what we'd like to do is the 5 year.
Okay.
Just let me know what it's going to cost me to do this with you. How much at the bottom line, on top of the 99, am I going to pay after the 5 years? How much more money?
I can give that to you. Yeah, and so you asked me
the bottom line. Yeah.
Yeah, you asked me two good questions, and I'm fine answering them both in the phone and in writing. The first thing is, How much am I paying back? No problem at all. I'm going to add up the payments. You're financing $96,504. You're paying back over 5 years. You're paying back $128,640. So your cost to finance over 5 years is $32,136. That's over 5 years. The second question
you
asked.
How much percentage is that?
Well, you're paying $32,136 in finance charges over 5 years.
There's, I understand.
It's
so
not
how much is the interest rate?
There is not an APR, an equipment finance agreement. Most people are going to quote you what's called a simple agreement, which is simply a yearly cost of interest. So if you want to look at it that way, $32,136 divided by 5 gets you to a yearly cost of $6,427. So if you looked at a yearly cost, this is a simple interest rate. This is not an amortized cost. The yearly interest on that would be 6.66%. If you did what's called a T-value, which is an amortization schedule, that rate would probably be in the low single digits. So if you did
okay, can you help me out here? Can you somehow put that as bullets in?
I'll send you an email. But the second thing I want
to send it, because this will help me with Steve tomorrow. I meet with him at 11.
Okay.
And then tell me what else we need to get. Okay. And then I'll work on the equipment issues to at least get the equipment set up. Okay.
Just real quick, if I could, the second thing you asked me, which is I really like the question is, kind of putting myself out there, am I getting a fair deal or am I getting hosed? It's a really good question, actually, and I think what you're doing, it's when someone buys something, it's the same as if I went to your business and I said, hey, give me this product, and I don't know the cost, and I want to know if I'm getting a competitive offer. The answer I tell you is absolutely. You're getting a very competitive cost, but also you're getting what you want, which is one transaction, and you're not getting a limited term. I think a lot of people, and when it comes to financing, many people focus on the overall, like, hey, have the cheapest rate for 2 years, but you don't want a two-year deal. You want a 1 5-year deal for everything. So, yes, to answer your question, I think this is a pretty darn competitive offer for a nice product. That's my answer.
Okay.
That's just the way I'm telling you the truth. I used to be on the sales side. I'm more on underwriting right now, but yeah, I would give this deal to one of my customers because it makes sense.
And I know you're charged with your company to get the best that you can in every situation. There's something wrong with your...
Not necessarily true. My goal is to put... My job is to get you an approval that makes sense for you, not to send you anything exotic, not to do any funny math, give people straightforward answers, and make sure the transaction works. My goal is not to send you 10 sets of documents so you can save $50 in interest and pay $5,000 in time. That's the goal. So let me shoot you an email, and look, I work for Bank of America.
We'll talk in the morning then.
Correct. I'm going to send you this email. I'll copy Patrick, and like I said, feel free to give me some feedback. It's not my money. I just work here.
I've got to try to catch him here. Hey, I'll make a quick call. Okay.
We'll talk later.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.